Thank you, Rachel.
You're Thanks, welcome. Rachel. So a diverse group of films debut in theaters tonight. You have a super modern 3D take on a classic, a follow-up from a critic's darling, which happens to star his wife, and this weird collage of comedy, action, sci-fi, apocalyptic tale set in L.A. The trailer for Southland Tales starts like this.
I'm going to tell you the story of the journey down the road not taken. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends.
Daniel Holloway is movie critic for Metro, which is this free daily newspaper that everybody who commutes reads. Hi, Daniel.
Hi.
So this is a weird, this is a weird who's who in film. You've got Sarah Michelle Gellar, Buffy, The Rock, Wallace Shawn, Sherry O'Terry, Janine Garofalo, John Lovitz, Kevin Smith. How do all these characters weave into a storyline that includes the end of the world?
Very strangely. That intro that you guys
Inconceivable.
That the clip you guys just played, that lasts about like 47 minutes at the beginning of the movie. There's this weird, it's Timberlake doing voiceover, and there's lots of Justin Timberlake, excellent actor in this film. I don't know in general, but in this good.
He's good in this movie?
He's good in this movie.
Oh, wow.
He's really good in this movie. He has one of the best moments in the movie, which is him lip-syncing to The Killers in an arcade while a bunch of soldiers play shoot 'em up games and nurses run around in latex outfits, and it's a single shot following him while he like chugs can after can of Budweiser, and it's fantastic.
So the movie, is it about the end of the world, or is it about, what is it about?
It's sort of about the end of the world. It's about World War III happening. There's a really long lead where Timberlake tells you like all these events that lead up to World War III. And everyone who lives in L.A. and presumably everywhere else is still sort of obsessed with junk culture and porn stars and pop stars and reality TV stars. And Dwayne Johnson, who doesn't want to be called The Rock anymore.
Sorry.
Yeah. He plays a politically connected actor who somehow is linked to Wallace Shawn and a rift in the fourth dimension and the eventual end of the world.
All right. Let's listen a little bit to Dwayne Johnson as in the film Southland Tales.
This is an epic Los Angeles crime saga.
And you're researching your role. You play a cop. You want to do right along?
Yes, exactly. But I'm also directing a film. It takes place in the near future.
Right.
Scientists are saying the future is going to be far more futuristic than they originally predicted.
That last line seems to tell me a lot about this film. It was directed by Richard Kelly?
Yes, the Donnie Darko director.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And that line is probably one of the best in the movie. But Gellar does get all the good lines. I've got to give her credit. She handles it really well. But she plays a porn star, so it's not that.
Is Dwayne Johnson as good in this as he was in The Game Plan?
He is as good as this as he was in The Scorpion King.
So you can judge for yourself whether you're going to pay $11 to see Southland Tales. So the critic's darling film I was talking about is Margot at the Wedding. Tell us about the writer and his pretty good track record.
Noah Baumbach.
Represent Park Slope.
Yes, represent. Although I heard he doesn't live in Brooklyn, which I found disappointing.
Well, his last movie was set
there. Yes, his last movie, The Squid and the Whale, was set in Park Slope. It was loosely based on his experience growing up, the son of writers, in Park Slope in the 80s. And it was fantastic. It was his breakthrough film. Mm-hmm. Baumbach made some really good, entertaining, talky films in the 90s, such as Kicking and Screaming and Highball. But it was sort of a cult thing. With Squid and the Whale, he got a lot of critical respect for that movie, which he deserved because it was an excellent movie. This movie is better than that one. It's not as funny, but it's not meant to be as funny. It's not as much as a comedy as The Squid and the Whale was. It's sets... Nicole Kidman plays Margot, who is a writer of literary fiction, has some children, has a marriage that she's a bit
involved in.
Yeah, not like sort of like committed to it, but sort of not. And Jennifer Jason Leigh, who is Baumbach's real life wife, plays Margot's sister, who is getting married to Jack Black, which when your sister gets married to Jack Black, you're not very happy about it.
And Margot is a little uptight, we'll say.
Yeah.
Kidman's character is a little high-strung and maybe even unlikable. Let's listen to a conversation she has with her son about a serious subject.
It causes cancer.
Underarm deodorant?
Uh-huh. It's got chemicals and other things which are extremely harmful.
I'm not going to die from underarm cancer.
No, you get it somewhere else, like your stomach or your testicles.
So Nicole Kidman
is, that a girl she's talking
is this
to?
Big.
That's her son. Yeah.
No, it's her son.
Okay.
She's talking to.
Because that wouldn't make sense if it was a girl.
Yeah, she Academy Award winner. All the stuff you read about her in the tabloids. You forget she's a really fine actress. How does Jack Black stack up against someone like a Nicole Kidman? I'm curious about that on screen.
Kidman gives the best performance she's ever given in a film. Jack Black has moments good and bad. The movie, like I said, is not as much of a comedy as Bombeck's previous movies have been. And Jack Black gives a lot of comic relief. He plays a very schlubby loser character. But the tone of his performance does not jibe perfectly with Kidman and Jennifer Jason Leigh's performances. That said, he does have some really funny moments.
When he says something to her like, I've punched a lot of people.
Yes.
And she says, like, who? He goes, they're not around because I punched them.
Yep.
Or something. I'm summarizing.
Yeah. No, that's pretty much it word for word. And it's one of the best lines in the movie. And he's got some really great ones. But there are also sometimes there's a scene where he's on the phone with Jennifer Jason Leigh and he starts crying. And he's kind of Jack Black fake crying. And it doesn't really work in that moment.
All right. The name of that movie is Margot at the Wedding. And finally, can you describe this version of Beowulf for me?
What I've been telling people all week is that this version of Beowulf can be summed up in the first scene in which you see Angelina Jolie. She walks out. She plays Grendel's mother. And she steps out of the water to confront Beowulf. And she's completely naked except for some gold ooze that is covering, you know, parts that can't be naked in a picture like
she's
this.
She's a never nude.
She's a never nude. She's a never nude water demon. And she has – when she steps out, it's like the camera – well, the camera, it's an animated film, but the camera kind of follows her down her body and then does a close-up of her feet so that you notice that she's completely naked, but she has anatomically built-in high heels coming out of the bottom of her feet. So she's like standing on flesh spikes, basically.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not expect to hear flesh spike this morning.
No.
After the show.
Not really so much. Does it work to take this classic like this and make it this 3D, live-action, over-the-top, dramatic presentation?
You know what? I was thinking about it, and the original was made 1,300 years ago. So, you know, it's a bit of an update.
CGI.
Right.
You know, it's just...
you know, effects are much better now. But it probably, at that time, you got to figure, like, average lifespan was probably, like, what, 24? So it was a poem composed to play to aggro men in their early 20s. This is a movie made to play to aggro men in their early 20s. And if you're 22 years old and male and have a subscription to Maxim magazine, you will love this movie. Everyone else should probably stay away from it.
Daniel Holloway is movie critic for Metro. Daniel, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.